Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is a very special
Wormnado
brainstorm. This Wormnado dates back to just this spring, March 25th, 2021.
Oh.
In Hoboken, New Jersey.
Sounds like it's going to be a fringe episode. All right, I'm ready.
Yes, it does. The first thing I have to tell you is the sad part. There are no flying worms and like no actual spiraling, moving bodies of worms in the air, at least.
Oh, okay.
But it's still quite interesting. So some things to know about worms first. Worms breathe through their skin, so they need to be not completely saturated. If the soil is filled with water, that's when we see them come to the surface. And so rainy days, you see all the worms on the concrete the next morning, and then they're all trying to get home back to their dirt when the water has dissipated.
Oh, is this that picture you sent to me that kind of looks like concentric circles of worms?
It is. It's exactly. Yes. A lady was walking along on her morning walk along a trail that she normally does. She noticed this big spiral of worms just right there on the concrete is this big mass. And it looks like it's a few feet across. Some of them are still wiggling. Some of them were actually clinging to a wall of a nearby building and kind of dribbling down to the curb and into the road. And there were no open pipes nearby and just this big circle of worms. So very odd. So she posts the pictures, and scientists at the University of Liège in Belgium have discussed one species of these worms and studied the collective movement in earthworms. Collective movement is actually a thing that they will do. And when you see those big blobs of worms, that is not just a confused mass of worms. It's a purposeful mass of worms.
What is the purpose?
Typically, worms are solitary. Here's another fun thing. I'm going to give you herds of worms. They do herd when they're on the surface. And they bundle up for safety because, again, most solitary creatures don't want to be gathered together. And so to get to safety is the goal there. And so not a lot is known about collective movement in earthworms. Even though earthworms represent the dominant biomass of soil, they're like the deep, deep ocean. We just don't know a lot.
So why the circle shape? Why concentric circles of worms?
Yeah, that is very interesting. So that biomass, that consensual decision, they think what is happening with that spiral of worms was quick drainage, not magic, unfortunately. Maybe it's either wizards or quick drainage. So like lots of water. But if they were near some sort of very porous soil, it's potential that you get that little drain-like action in the water and that there was a big puddle of floating worms that were just affected by that spinning spiral of water and landed there. Because when the lady walked by on the second lap of her walk, she did a out and back, they were pretty much gone. That was weird. It's a good thing she took pictures on the way out, right? So they figured themselves out and got out of the way. So, because they have seen some of that, some shapes that would indicate worms have been caught up in some sort of movement of water that affects their trajectory.
So it's not a Wormnado. Mm-mm. It's like a worm hurricane. Aren't those what are over oceans?
Oh, yes. That's nicer than a worm flesh. I'm going with it's either a worm hurricane or wizards.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. Forget science. It was wizards.
Yeah. Yeah. So scientists have said they think that it's water draining rather than a type of behavioral locomotion.
That makes sense.
But now you can know that if worms have to cooperate together, they will herd. Your odds of getting stampeded by worms are low.
He's covered with slime. What happened? Worm stampede.
Bonus fact.
Ooh.
This event occurred on March 25th. March 28th of this year was the worm moon. And apparently it was a super moon.
Maybe they...
Yes, it's like they were wereworms.
They were wereworms.
This episode just keeps making me happier and happier. Wizards and wereworms.
Well, if you find a magical circle of worms, you can find us on Facebook or Instagram and tell us about it. We're there as Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.